point. Oh, yes, I remember climbing the tree and falling out. I had rather short legs, and I don't think I was very good at tree climbing, you know. But no, and we used to be able to go through the little spinney at the back and to our friends' gardens, you know, via the back, as it were. Not, I think it must have been perhaps at the end of the war or just after, with some friends in Longcroft Lane, we did a little pageant, different historical events, and one of them was St George slaying the dragon. I look as though I'm the dragon wrapped up in brown paper, and this one is Sir Walter Raleigh and Queen Elizabeth. I actually got to be Sir Walter Raleigh in some rather fetching sort of doublet and hose. Perhaps we did it for some charity or something. We persuaded all our parents to come and pay us a small sum of money, and I can remember we produced a programme and such like, with all the cast list and everything. There were friends from Longcroft Lane. Isabel Anderson lived at number 8 Longcroft Lane, and Gillian Smith lived at number 33, and Susan Jones lived at number 29. And we all—they were younger than me. And as I say, I think we did it in the spinney outside number 33, which was the bit between the gardens and what is now the car park. I did things with my clue. No, we obviously went to quite a lot of trouble to get our costumes right. I don't know who wrote the script. I'm sure it wasn't me. I think it was probably Gillian. She was good at that sort of thing. But the most thing I remember was, because Longcroft Lane is very nice and flat and it's always had paving stones, we used to roller skate up and down. It was wonderful for roller skating. Well, I suppose I roller skated with Van Welbury, and I had two other friends, Susan Jones and Gillian Smith, who lived just along. And then there were one or two slightly older girls. And later on, we used to, in front of the bit of Longcroft Lane that set back, they're sort of grassy squares, and we used to sometimes play hockey on there. In fact, we lived at the end of the terrace, and there was a garage wall, and I used to practice tennis. Must have driven the neighbour mad, I should think. Thump, thump, thump all the time. I always remember there was this game called Tin Can Bosher, which sounds very intellectual, which was a sort of hide-and-seek thing, and the grass had grew up really quite high on this, you know, spare bit of ground, and so somebody was it, and they waited and counted, and everybody else went off and hid, and the idea was you got back to the tin can and bashed it before people saw you. Occasionally we used to be very wicked and put pennies on the railway line, because, of course, you know, the Flying Scotsman and the Mallard and such like used to come through. I'm not sure that I ever was brave enough to go down and put my penny on myself, but I used to watch. Oh, the penny got very flat. I can remember we used to sort of make pretend tents with stepladders and blankets and this sort of thing. When we were a bit older, we sometimes used to go with the two older girls. There were two older girls who were about 4 years older than me, up to the woods and, you know, play there. I can remember cycling with my friend and her mother to sort of Essendon Way and round there. I used to play solitaire patience and read. I did go to Sunday school there. I was saying to Ginny, actually, that in those days, the bit where the car park is in Church Road was just open ground in those days. And then they built this little sort of single-storey building. I don't know when they built it. And we used to go for our Sunday school there from the Free Church. I remember that. One thing I do remember is there were lots of sort of wild rose bushes there. And we used to pick rose hips because in the season, you picked them and you took them to the council offices because they then went to make rose hip syrup. I can remember my embarrassment on the first day because you were meant to take a penny. Well, I didn't have one. And so, you know, that's the sort of thing when you're very little, it sticks. I mean, everybody was very nice. There was other friends from Longcroft. Brownies was all right. Well, I'm not sure. They were called Sixes, I think. Yes, because I remember we had little songs. Here we come, the sprightly sprites. helping others out of plight or something. Something, I think the pixies were helpful. Or I don't know, become the helpful pixies. Helping others out of fixes. Yes, so I think there were, we were, you had little sixes. And, oh, well, you worked, you know, to do your badges and things. I mean, I could sew, definitely. Yes, because, and I could knit, that's right, because at Parkway School, we used to have one sort of lesson on a Friday afternoon when we were in the top class, where you could do some sort of handicraft. And I remember knitting. So I'd obviously learnt to knit and to sew a bit. I went to Brownies down the road.
Oh, did you? Oh,
number we were told, but it was the one in the guide hut down the, here in Gessens Road, so which, you know, was the one that's just been demolished now. Well, I'm not sure. They were called sixes, I think. Yes, because I remember we had little songs. Here we come, the sprightly sprites, helping others out of plight or something. Something, I think the pixies were helpful. Or, I don't know, here come the helpful pixies, helping others out of fixes. Yes, so I think there were, we were, you had little sixes. And, oh, well, you worked, you know, to do your badges and things.
Did you used to have a toadstool that you would sit on at Brownies?
I think we did. Yeah. I know they had one when my daughter was there. Yeah. Yes, I'm sure we had a fly agaric, as our son said. See, Julia was flying up from Brownies to things, and her brother, who was 3 years younger, came too. And little voice says, "Why have they got a fly agaric?" He was a bit into fungi. And I went to dancing classes. I went to Marjorie Bailey's dancing classes in Applecroft Road, first of all. I was not a born dancer, and I was very shy and wouldn't join in for about a month, and then eventually I did. And then, for some reason, I changed to... the time was not suitable for my... I went to Phyllis Kitley's, and she had hers at the Cherry Tree, and Diana Ernestine went there too, and we did, later on, we did ballroom classes down there too.
How old would you have been when you started your dance?
I suppose about 5 or 6. I suppose it was the beginning of the war. I remember my mother made me a sweet little, that I can remember, pink dress with tiny sort of birds on it. Yes, very delicate. She had pink dresses. We had black with Phyllis Kitley. I had a little black velvet dress. Down below Applecroft School, there's, is it called Monica Court now? I think it's a house now, and that's where we went. We went there for the classes. And as I say, Phil Kitley's were at the Cherry Tree. There's a big room at the back. Ballroom dancing I enjoyed, but I think, once again, my mother thought it was probably good for me to be mixing with other children, you know. So that's why I went. We did do tap dancing, did an exam. But you see, I was hopeless. I wasn't listening to the music and finished up about 3 bars before the end. And that was during the war, because I was wearing a hand-me-down from my cousin. It was a very pretty voile dress. But I think we were nearly all girls learning. But then she used to have classes in the sort of Christmas holidays. Boys used to come and learn a bit, that, because she used to run a dance on New Year's Eve up at the Parkway restaurant, and they were all sort of learning to do that. But no, there was never anybody who, very inspiring, I have to say. That wasn't why I went.